Proclamation number 0953 of 8th of June, 1939. Freedom of the spirit. Dream. Spiritual realm. Matter. The spirit of man is familiar as such in all creation and can therefore unhindered through the universe. No space and no time is set as a limit for it. It is able to take up residence everywhere at any time and can therefore also remove itself from its outer shell in a dream, since it does not require a period of time to return to the body. The spirit is out of God and therefore present everywhere at the same time, and therefore the human being can certainly be bound to time and space. However, the spirit in him is free. That all knowledge can be imparted to the human being through this spirit, it is only up to his will to hear. And the human being cannot believe himself in amazement at a process which lies entirely in the essence of the matter. The earthly shell is only a temporary, foreign realm. But the spirit is eternally at home in the kingdom of the spiritual. Therefore, even during the time on earth, since there is no limit to its movement, it is to stay there mostly. And it must also be its aim to describe the actual homeland to the human being, who is its governor on earth, as thoroughly as possible. The slightest will of the human being is enough for the spirit to push itself forward, for the flight up into spiritual spheres is most welcome to it if only once it was able to break through the human being's spiritual darkness and this very will has released. However, if the spirit is still completely in bondage, if it is enclosed in the human shell and must remain there until the human being, i.e., whose will itself has become active, it will understandably always keep his thoughts on earth. He will never attempt the ascent upwards with his thoughts and consequently cannot have any other knowledge apart from his earthly worldly wisdom. The purpose of life on earth is and remains the awakening of the divine spirit within himself, the liberation of it from the bonds of darkness, which is therefore matter. For only the human being who begins to overcome matter simultaneously loosens the fetters of the spirit. And only then can the spirit accomplish the unimagined. For only now can it unfold. The spiritual kingdom is open to it, and now it can also let the human being gain insight into it. It can, so to speak, bring the spiritual kingdom close to the human being, increase the longing for it, so that the human being's will only applies to the attainment of spiritual glory. What is revealed to man in dreams is often a pictorial representation of spiritual life. And also in cases where warnings are to be sent to people, they are direct indications of something happening. But the spirit will always want to express itself to the human being, it will always want to transfer something from the spiritual kingdom into the human being's consciousness in order to influence his thoughts to turn more towards the spiritual. It is so extremely important to cherish precisely such thoughts and to pay attention to them, yet the human being in his sober thinking is all too happy to reject all such thoughts which could cause him to digress from his earthly activity. He prefers to pursue what is unimportant and ignores the most important things in life and accordingly chokes on the spiritual spark dormant in him until he recognizes matter as completely worthless and strives upwards of his own will. I.e., until the spirit in him is then given freedom to rise into the realm of the spiritual at any time. Then he will be able to draw again and again, because spiritual truth can reach him unlimitedly through the Spirit of God that has become active within himself. Amen.